What are some of the criteria you might select for choosing an area to invest in real estate?
I would choose in two different ways, or at least in terms of recommending to other people. One is, am I truly a cash flow investor? Do I really want that cash on cash return right now? Do I want to buy a property for cash flow where I not only get enough to pay my expenses, to pay my mortgage, but can pocket maybe 15, 20, 25% what we call cash on cash return? There are many properties like that in my hometown, for example, back in Indiana. And the reason these properties are such cash flow machines is because they do not appreciate very much. So that's one approach. If you just want to get the cash flow and you build up your equity through paying off your mortgage, that's a great way to go. But you probably won't get much appreciation. Now, in the big high-priced areas that we've talked about, you may or may not get appreciation like you've had in the past, and you're certainly not going to get cash flow. So is there something in between? And that's what a lot of investors are looking at now, because they realize that for the long term, it's not the cash flow that they're going to pocket this year that's going to build their wealth. It's that appreciation with leverage that's going to keep expanding that difference between what one owes and what one owns on a property.
So that eventually it will produce cash flow.
So eventually it will produce cash flow as the rents in the area go up. So some of these areas now that are emerging growth areas,